The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
I have seen enough movies that have like two people traveling to some exotic island or country that end up somehow, some way in the middle of a drug deal, and these Americans have to go to a foreign jail, and they're in there for years and years and years, and it's horrifying. So that's why when I'm traveling, I will never, ever be more respectful and more polite than as an American when I'm traveling out of the country. But Mo almost got arrested while he was in the Philippines.
I did, and it was very scary. It's a scary moment because I genuinely had no idea what I did wrong, but it eventually I figured out. And like you said, you know, when you're traveling to these different places, there's obviously different laws, different things that you probably do in America. Don't think anything of it, but you do it there, and it's a bigger deal. And so this is actually the second time I was put in a situation outside the country where I thought I'm certainly going to prison. And the first time I was in South America, I don't remember exactly where, but I remember I was in a taxi and they pulled the taxi over. I had no idea why. I can't speak the language, but something between the driver and the police officers, a conversation occurred between them. And then he asked all of us to get out the car. So I'm like, all right, what is going on? So we get out the car. He asked us to put our hands on the car. And then he just starts searching us. And I mean, like searching, going in every crevice, every pocket that he could find. And I didn't have anything on me but cash. So he takes the cash out and he looks at it and he just puts it in his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, just like that.
That's pretty standard.
Like, yeah, like uh-huh. It was like super normal. Uh-huh. So I'm like, well, I ain't gonna fight that one, right? Like that ain't wasn't enough cash for me to go to prison over. So I guess that's yours now. And then he tries to ask us questions. I'm like, man, I don't know what you're saying. Like, I think at first they might have thought we were just being oblivious, but it's like, no, I don't speak the language. So me and my dude are just standing there praying for the best at this point and hoping that this guy, the driver, didn't actually do something that's going to get us all in trouble. And then eventually they just tell us to get back in the car and we go on about our business. That was the end of that. And that was the first time where I felt like I was going to go to prison in a different country. Now, this time, that time I didn't know what I did. This time I pretty much knew exactly what I did. But at the point that I figured out it was illegal, it was too late. So I'm actually in South Korea at this point, because in going to the Philippines, South Korea was my first stop. So we're fresh off of a 15-hour flight and we're trying to get to our next destination. And we're in the airport. We're moving through the airport fast and we get outside of the airport and I'm not thinking anything of it. We're just moving forward. So as we're coming to where you come out of the airport and you have to cross the street, like South Korea is, it's very clean, very organized. It's just like, it's so laid back and chill and you just feel so safe and it's a beautiful place. And the lights for when you are crossing a crosswalk at the airport are very similar to what it would look like in the actual street. So there's a green light that turns yellow, that turns red in order for you to cross the street. So at this particular point, now this is me being an American, more specifically a New Yorker, I don't think anything of this. You know, we're coming up to the crosswalk and there are no cars, like nowhere in sight. In fact, I didn't even think anyone was outside at this point. So we just go to cross the street. There we are, two Americans crossing the street with all of our luggage, not thinking anything of it. Well, I tell you, like six police officers came from out of nowhere. I have no idea where they came from, where they were hiding at. But they came out and started yelling at us to the point where you would have thought, like, I felt like I had a weapon on me or something. Mm. Like, they were extremely intense. And I don't, once they started yelling at us, the people started yelling at us as well, like just, the pedestrians.
Just people on the street.
Just people on the street. So they're all yelling at us. And I'm like looking behind me because I'm like, what? This can't all be for us. Like, what do we do? I'm looking at my lady like, what'd you do? Because I ain't do nothing. And then that's when like some of them are like waving emphatically at us to go back across to the other side of the street. And then the other police officers are waving at us to come toward them quickly. So I don't know what to do.
Are you literally standing in the middle of the street right now?
Literally in the middle of the street. So I'm like, I don't know. So I grab her in the bags and I'm like, come on, let's just keep going. Let's just keep pushing forward. So now we go into where the police officers are and they have not stopped yelling at us. And they're yelling. And I'm trying to explain to them, I don't know what y'all are saying. Like, I have no idea. And I think at that point they realize, okay, he really doesn't know. So they point. And when he points at the red light. So that's when it hit me. I'm like, oh, jaywalking. Mm. Like, I didn't think anything of that. But it's a really big deal out there for you to wait for the light to be green. And so he's trying to explain it to me. And then thankfully, there was a guy who spoke English. And he's like, dude, you can't do that out here. Like, that's like a 30,000 won fine. If you don't get arrested, like, that's best case scenario. So at that point, I'm like, well, the handcuffs are not on me. I'm trying to get up out of here. Yeah. I'm trying to pay $30,000. So then one of the officers kind of looked, and it was almost as if he could see it on my face that we just were completely clueless and oblivious to what was going on. And I think he felt for us. And I just kind of gave him like a sorry, like a notion. And he bowed at me. Ooh. And he said, it's okay. But they definitely made it clear to never do that again. Like,
just for jaywalking.
Just for jaywalking. I thought it was over.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
For 100 straight days, we are helping out in any way you need us. We're calling it 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Bird Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
I saw a perfect example of how we could have helped over the weekend, right? As a suggestion here. Because I think one of these things, like when you ask somebody, what do you need? It's a little bit like when somebody says, okay, say something funny.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, you got nothing, right? What do you need? I don't know. So let's give you a couple examples. One that stood out to me this weekend was I was at my son's graduation in Savannah for SCAD. Very proud of him, right? And he's got a pretty loud family. So as he was walking by the stage, walking across the stage, it's the all of us going, yeah! You know, and with a lot of students, that was the case, right? But there were a few students that walked the stage and didn't appear to be anybody in the audience cheering for them. Now, I don't know if that's just a more reserved family or if they had nobody there with them. But the example that I would give is like if you wanted like this huge crowd, this applause for your kid that was walking across the stage, but you didn't know enough people, you would call us. We would rally our troops and maybe some Burt Show listeners, and we'd be there at graduation cheering your kid on.
Do they not make that announcement anymore before they start calling the names?
They do, but nobody listens.
No one ever listens.
I mean, some do, some don't.
So maybe those families are actually listening to the instructions.
We don't listen to that kind of thing, right? But it can really be anything that you need at all. Maybe you need somebody to host an event for you. Maybe you just need some promotion on the radio. We've got a morning show. How about that? So, Abby, like if I was going to ask you right now, what is it, something that you would need some assistance for that you just don't have help?
Well, you know, I, as a lonely cat lady who's living by herself, it'd be nice to have a gentleman to come over and maybe cook me some dinner one night. Maybe a hunky man to come bring me some coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
I've seen how these videos end up.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
Maybe you need somebody to help you move. No, but nobody wants to ask friends to help you move, but right? You've got to go from your apartment into a new townhouse and nobody has a truck, okay? We might be able to find somebody that has a truck and we would help you move. Big ways, small ways, doesn't matter. Today it starts 100 straight days, and it was Kristen Wex that reached out to us on behalf of her son. Hey, Kristen. That was a big buildup.
It was.
Yeah, that was such a good intro. Hey, Kristen.
Hang on, the phone's jacked up. I gotta call her back. Talk amongst yourselves.
Wow. All right.
Welcome back.
She was just there.
Can we call someone for 100 days of goods to fix our phones?
Fix the phones.
So what we need is an engineer that's not on vacation. Chad's at Disney right now.
We just need a new phone system.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That was such a good intro.
Yeah, it really was.
I left it all on the table right there. I want to let you know that I'm ready to go now.
Yeah. You defeated. That was enough.
All right, well, I'll ask you the same question. All right, if you were to participate and you were going to email us what's going on in your life right now to use an example of what you could use.
I could certainly use some help sleeping. If somebody could figure out a way to help me do that, I'd appreciate it. Maybe some cleaning around the house or some editing. I could use some help doing that.
Okay.
Can somebody come up with a cure for gout? That'd be great.
That would be incredible, actually. I'd love to have two good knees again.
Some things might be a little out of our reach. Oh, I think that might be one of them.
Okay.
Kristen, are you there now?
Oh, this is going swimming.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
I can hear. This was the big start of our 100 days.
So I have two sides of my phone line.
Nobody cares.
I think my left side is dead. I got to call her back on the right side.
Need somebody to help Tommy's left side.
I love that you have been pushing for this for months to get this on the air for months. So we've solicited, like we've done everything right as far as the promotion of this event. Today is the big day. We are kicking off 100 days of Good Goes Round, and we can't even get the first thing done.
And this is the thanks we get.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Dang it.
There it is again.
Dang it. All right, we'll give this one more shot, and then we'll have to push it like 10 minutes.
Or we can just push it to 2026.
Yeah. Or that.
You know, maybe 2025 is just not the year.
Okay, I know who could give us great examples of need.
Yeah.
Hey, Cassie, turn your mic on. If you needed one thing today, especially today when you're medically not feeling great, what do you got?
A miracle worker. Now, I think the thing is, these 100 days of good can be literally acts of anything. Whether maybe you have an elderly grandmother who needs her yard mowed and she's unable to do it herself. Or maybe you have a friend going through a cancer treatment and you want someone to come sit with her or create a care package for chemotherapy. Like, these don't have to be huge, huge problems in your life. They can be little problems. You got your kid's little league and they need fundraising. That sort of stuff. Hit us up. I mean, for me, what could I use help with?
That's a great idea.
You know what I actually could use help with? My front yard needs weed whacking. There's a lot of it. I've got my hands full with two kids. My husband's got a bunch of contracts going on right now, and that's a lot for us to do. I can't do that with the two kids. So having someone to come out and just weed whack my front yard sounds dumb, would be a huge help for me.
That's a lot less time insensitive than what I was going to say, which is an exorcism, which is what I think you might need.
You know, I'll take that too.
Screwed up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can't get Kristen on because our phones are screwed up right now.
We can read Kristen's email, and then we have her son on the line, and he hears me.
Okay. His name is Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, so this was the email. My son is a musician and is trying to make a living doing his music. He's been working so hard trying to be seen and heard. It would be incredible if you guys could play one of his songs on the radio. Hey, we could do that. We got a radio station. The name of his...
No. We have a radio show. We radio do not show. Have a radio station.
That is true. The name of his band is Dallas Wax. They have an EP out on all streaming platforms. I, of course, think he is incredibly talented and would love to help him take a step closer to his dream. Okay, so that was Mom's email. She can't join us, but here's her son, Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Did you even know your mom was doing this?
I did. She called me in a frantic state yesterday and was like, we got to have a conversation. And I was like, oh no, like what's going on? And then, yeah, she told me all about it. So yeah, we're excited. I'm sure she's bummed that she can't be on to chat.
Actually, I think she might be with us now.
I'm here.
Oh, we got her. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Well, thanks for the email. We've already read it. Ryan, tell us more about the band and tell us where you are in this career path right now that has you a little on the frustrated that your mom hits us up and is like, hey, can you help my son out?
Right. So, we're a 5-piece real rock and roll band, classic rock band. We're based out of New York City. I moved there about 3 years ago and got the band up and running about a year and a half ago. So relatively, we haven't been a band for a very long time. I think that a lot of musicians feel this kind of frustration these days where there's so much out there, and with social media and streaming, it's really hard to break through and kind of find the people that will really appreciate your music.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of, 100%. A lot of artists, you know, spend a lot of their time on social media, making videos and content and stuff, which can really be creatively draining and take away from the energy that you can put towards making music. And so it's a shared thing that we're all kind of feeling right now. And it's a good thing and a bad thing. I love that there's a ton of music out there. And I love that artists have this outlet to market and share to other people. But at the same time, you know, the pool is so large that it sometimes can be tough to get heard by people that will really enjoy your stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So, Ryan, when we premiere your song Mud here shortly on the radio and you do get that record deal, I just want to remind you to make sure you own your masters. Because if we've learned anything from Taylor Swift. Okay. All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure.
Perfect. I do. Oh, yeah.
All right, Ryan, so do you want to introduce your own song here? Because we're glad to help out.
Sure, absolutely. My name's Ryan Dallas Wax. Our band is called Dallas Wax. This is our first song, Mud. Take it away, Bert. Because it needs to be done. Standing in the
I've said this a million times as I've done this career for a very, very, very long time. I can't tell, and I don't know what makes some songs get on the radio and what doesn't. But to me, Ryan, that is a song that could be played on a rock station or an alternative station right now and fit right in. But I don't know what makes it and what doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just something catchy, and I think just not overthinking kind of songs, you know, just simplicity sometimes is the best thing to a hit song or a song that people can really just get down with. So, but thank you so much, Bird. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sounds great.
I don't have much of a rock ear, but it sounds like a bop to me.
Yeah, right.
It sounded like a really good song.
Ryan, how did it feel? Ryan, how did it feel hearing your song on the radio?
That was a little strange, but in the best way. So I mean, I grew up listening to the Bird Show. Like every time, you know, we would go to school, I'd be in like the backseat of my mom's car, and we'd always have the Bird Show, you know, listening to, you know, whatever, people calling in about like their relationship troubles or like all this stuff. And, you know, I love the Bird Show. It's such a nostalgic thing. So it's funny, you know, we've been played on the radio before, but like, specifically it being the show is really cool.
That's awesome, man. Where are you guys going to be playing around town so people come check you out, or what's your next project? At least we can help you out there.
Absolutely. So to keep up with what we've got going on, you can follow us on social media on Instagram. It's at dallas.wax, or our website, dallaswaxbands.com. We are ironing out a tour for the fall. So still kind of firming up some dates there, but early October, we'll be coming down south. We'll be playing in Atlanta. So love to see you guys. We're going to go to Nashville, Athens, and then still kind of firming up some dates around there. And then, yeah, next show on the books is in New York City, June 21st.
Okay.
It's around my birthday too. So any New York listeners, please come by. And yeah, new stuff. We just recorded an album. We're finishing that. It's like 98% done, and looking to start rolling that out sometime this year. We've got music videos. It's a lot of good stuff. We've been working really, really, really hard for about the past year.
Well, congratulations, so, man. Glad to help out. And once again, the name of the band is Dallas Wax. And this is Ryan, and that song you guys just heard is Mud. Good luck, Ryan.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, now, if you guys have something that you need some help with, right? Could be a song on the radio, could be one of a dozen different things or 100 different things. Hit us up today at thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show.
I had one of the most high-pressure dates of my life in Alpharetta last weekend, and it has everything to do with the fact that I was basically on a big group date with a bunch of P1s. So if you haven't heard before, I organized some of these like girl group meetups around Atlanta. I started this when I first moved here a couple of years ago. I was like, you know, I have this really cool platform where like I moved to Atlanta and I started talking about like needing a girl group and wanting to hang out with people. And I felt like such a privileged position to be like, well, if I can just like come on the radio and be like, who wants to hang out with me? And, you know, girls would flood in my DMs. I'm like, how cool would it be if I could just centralize all of that into one Facebook group? So I've been running this Facebook group where we've done a couple of meetups over the past couple of years, and it's been a lot of fun. So on Friday of our first day of vacation, so this is like a week and a half ago, I organized this happy hour in Alpharetta. I love going out there when I can. It's a little bit of a drive for me because I'm up in Buckhead, but every time I go down to Alpharetta, I'm like surprised that it's such like a fun happening part of town. Like there's people out, there's young people out. It's not just like suburban families, which is like my first, right? Like when I think of Alpharetta, I think of like the suburbs and it's very like sleepy and slow, but that's not it at all.
Man.
So I organized this happy hour at a place called Mercantile Social, which is a really, really good time. They were having like a pop-up for the Wizard of Oz, very cool spot. And there was this woman that showed up who was ready to get down. Like she showed up with a beer in hand. She was ready to party. It's like 5:30 and she's like, where are we going next? Like what bars are we going to bop to? And we moved from Mercantile Social to another place and we're sitting there, we're having this conversation. It's me and it's probably 10 other listeners, and we're all hanging out, having a good time, enjoying a bev on this Friday night. And she says to me, she goes, Abby, you know, I have this neighbor that I've been thinking about setting you up with, but I know you joke about how you really only date brunettes. And I didn't really want to be that weird girl to like show up and be like, hey, I've got a date for you. And I'm like, yeah, like I just because I say I like brunettes doesn't mean that I will only date brunettes, or just because I say I like tall guys doesn't mean I'm not open to dating other people. Like, I think sometimes people hear the satire when we come on the radio and they like take it for like they take it a little bit too literally. So it's like, tell me about this guy. Like, what's good about him? How do you know him? And she's basically like, he's my neighbor. He's a really good dude. Like, you know, my daughter had a birthday and he brought her like a cake or something. Like, just painted this guy as like a really cool, altruistic guy, very successful, has a good job. He's tall, but she goes, you know, he's blonde. So I don't know how you feel about that. And I'm like, well, let me see a photo. Let me like see if I'm even like remotely interested and see if there's some attraction here.
Blonde, you can work around. Short, you cannot.
Yeah, no. It's okay. All about there. So anyway, she pulls out a photo and it's like a selfie of them together. And I'm like, you've been sitting on this gold mine and you thought just because he was blonde, I wouldn't go out with him? And I was like, no, he's super cute. You should totally set us up. And she goes, well, he's literally down the street if you want to just go meet him. And I'm like, oh, like right now, like you're setting us up right now. And she's like, yeah, we'll go down to this restaurant. He says he's sitting there. We've been texting. He knew we might meet up. So let's just go say hi. And so I'm looking around. It's me and like 10 other listeners who are, you know, a little tipsy at this point. They're like, let's go meet him. And I'm like, a little bit nervous because he's a hot guy and I don't know if he's going to want to date me. Like, I'm interested, but is he going to be interested? And I'm just,
well, he's not just dating you. He's dating you and 10 other listeners.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on this like very backwards version of The Bachelor. So we roll down the street. We go to this restaurant. It's very like moody setting. It's this long like restaurant bar with like cocktail tables and a very rowdy bar. People are getting like fancy, expensive cocktails, like cost probably like $25. And I'm like, oh my God, I thought I was just hanging out with the girls tonight. So we post up at these cocktail tables. Again, it's me and probably 10 other girls. And it's very like middle school. Everyone's like kind of got these hushed tones and they're all like very jittery. Like, where is he? Is he coming? You know, and they're like giving me the side eye. And some of them are like trying to give me some space. Some of them are like up at the table because they want a front row seat to what's going to go down. And then the woman that was setting us up pulls him over. And all of a sudden it was just like, ding, hi. And there he is. And immediately it was like instant connection. He comes over to me and we start flirting and we're bantering, okay, going back and forth. And we're having like, you know, this fun flirtatious interaction. And I'm like, oh my God, like when I say I want people to set me up, like this is the kind of guy I want them to set me up with. Finally, someone sets me up with a guy that doesn't look like he snuck onto the earth. Like, this is so great. And so we're hanging out, we're having a good time. But then I started to realize there's a downside of going out with 10 other people who know that this is a first date, a first interaction. And that it's very much, like I said, like a middle school dance. And so I'm standing there next to this guy who I'm kind of flirting with and kind of on a date with, I guess. And we're shoulder to shoulder. We're at this cocktail table. And then all of a sudden I see Rebecca and one of the girls that had come to the happy hour, and they just horizontally pull out their camera and just start snapping photos of us. And I immediately give them the death glare. I'm like, put the phone out! Like, stop, you're blowing my cover. And I'm thinking, like, they're going to put the phone down and be like, oh, yeah, we got the photo, we're fine. And they just keep the phone. I'm like, are you guys recording? What is going on? And so then I get nervous, and so then I start sweating. I'm like, can you smell me sweat? And I get all self-conscious, and I'm like, I feel like I'm blowing this because now I feel like this zoo animal where everyone's, like, looking at me, and they're wondering if this date is going to go well.
Yeah, they're trying to give, like, a side eye, but it's so obvious to you that they're looking at you.
He probably has no idea, but I'm even more so self-conscious at this point. So the rest of the date continues, and date, quote unquote, and it's fine. And I'm like, this guy is not going to ever want to see me again because he's going to be like, this is just too much. Like, I didn't ask for all this attention. This is just some random girl that I thought I was going to get one cocktail with, and we call it a day. We got the digits.
Did you?
Okay. Uh-huh. He didn't call, but we got the digits.
It's still soon, right? It's still early.
No, it's not. He's not calling.
It's a wrap.
Okay. It's a wrap on that. But you know what? It's a lesson to all. Maybe don't go on a group date next time you're getting set up with a hot 6'2" man who's a homeowner.
At least for the first date.
I was going to ask, which drunkie thought it was a good idea to take photos? But Rebecca doesn't drink. So in what world did it make sense to get out and start filming you two?
Good question, Kristen.
Yeah.
These are questions we still don't have answers to.
I've got a bigger question here. So you guys exchange phone numbers, right?
He asked for my number.
Okay, and then he doesn't call you, which I think we've talked about before. What would you rather a dude do at the end of a day like that? Would you rather him just say like, hey, have a great, I don't know, get some kind of out that indicates that there's not going to be another date? Or do you want the polite, hey, let me get your number, and then he doesn't use it?
Well, I think what was so weird is that it wasn't a polite, like, pity, let me get your number. We were hanging out, and he, like, left his group of people to come down at the end of the night and was like, hey, like, give me your phone. And I'm like, what do you want my phone for? And he's like, well, I'm going to put my number in it. It wasn't like a weird pity, like, oh, yeah, let me get your number. Maybe I'll call. So, anyway.
So it wasn't possible that he did that because of the group of people, and he didn't want it to look awkward in front of everybody?
No, like, I don't want to say he chased me down, but he went out of his way to then come get my number. So the search continues for Mr. Wright.
So here's where I get so confused. He actually chased you down. So
yeah,
he had an exit strategy. If it wasn't gonna, if he had no plan on seeing you again, he definitely had an exit strategy. But he pursues you, gets the number, then doesn't use it?
That's what I thought was so weird. Like, he made a point to get my number. It wasn't like, hey, I'm gonna head out, but like, let me get your number, and then, you know, maybe I'll call, maybe I won't. I looked him in the eyes and I was like, be sure to give me a call. And then we parted ways.
But again, to reiterate, this was a listener's friend and she was trying to hook you up. Could she have been like, yo, get her number, or like, she wants to stay in your good graces, and that's why he came and got the digits?
Maybe it's a possibility, but then, like, I'm almost more insulted. Like, at least I would have been like, oh, okay, there wasn't a connection here, we're gonna go our separate ways, bye bye. But now I'm just a little insulted. Now I'm like, what did you find out about me on the internet between that night and now? Yep. That makes you not want to call. Because I was like, dang, we did the sugar daddy bit on Friday. He probably looked it up and was like, this girl is slooting herself around town. Well, now it's been like over a week.
Yeah, you're out of that. Well, even if he listened to the sugar daddy bit, he would have heard us say that until Mr. Wright comes along. Then this is a placeholder. But even that, I guess, could be off. Who knows, though?
Yeah, sometimes guys don't want to give you the benefit of the doubt.
That just seems like the only thing I could think of is that he got your number and then he went and did the research, and that's something that he found in it. Because nothing other than that would make any sense to me.
Yeah, or he's just a wussy.
Because
I looked at him and I said, don't text me. I said, you call me like an adult.
And that's when he's like, nope, too high.
I think that was a key point put in there.
When you knew that there was not going to be a second date, that you were on this date and it's not going to be a second date, did you get the numbers out of just to be courteous?
If I'm on the first date and I don't already have her number and I know I don't want to see her again?
Yeah.
No, I would probably try to end it nicely. But if she kept pushing and I knew that there was no way to get out of it without just getting the number, I probably would do it.
Yeah, so I don't know what I did wrong, but apparently this is kind of an epidemic, because I told my group chat and they're like, yeah, I've been out before and guys are like so schmoozy and they're going to ask my number and then they never call. So I don't know what the epidemic is, but I think people need to start dialing the phone, like I said, like an adult.
Oh, don't you sweat it. We got a sugar daddy right around the corner for you.
Yeah, always.
The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
$1 million on the line here. There's a challenge that is being issued right now online for $1 million. And it's more, I think, an experiment in solitude than anything else. When I'm looking at this thing, I'm like, I think I could probably last 3 days, but not much longer than that. But with $1 million on the line,
He's offering you $1 million to live here. All you have to do is spend 100 days on this plane, and if you can't make it the full 100, no problem. Stay for just 30 days, and you'll still walk away with $200,000. This isn't just any plane. It's a retired Boeing 747 that's been transformed into a challenge base and also one of the most advanced psychological testing labs in the world. The engines, cockpit, and even the fuel tanks have all been converted into private rooms. You'll get to choose your favorite style to use as your personal challenge suite. And the best part? It's completely free to join. No entry fee, no rent, no hidden costs. Worried about food? Don't be at mealtimes. You can go to the dining area or have your meals delivered straight to your room. Again, 100% free. Now for the challenge itself. There's no internet, no phone, no electronic devices of any kind. During your time here, the only human contact you'll have is with the staff member delivering your meals. You're not allowed to leave the aircraft, though you can step out onto the wing to breathe some fresh air.
Could you do it for $1 million? How long would you last?
Absolutely not.
You couldn't do it?
No, I couldn't do that.
I thought if there was one person in here that could, it would be you.
100 days? I was cool until he got to the point where I'm not going to have any network, any Wi-Fi, any contact. It would feel like prison. You're basically putting yourself in prison with no access of going outside. I think mentally I could tell myself I could do it, but I think I would struggle.
In some ways, it sounds glorious.
I know.
Right? So, but I don't think, I definitely know I couldn't do it.
So no electronics, but can we have can we take a book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure.
You can take many.
Oh, yeah.
One.
Yeah. I'm gonna need several.
Read, just one.
I was about to say, how many of those Sarah J. Maas books you got left?
I got a bunch.
You might be able to fill up those 100 days.
Yeah. No, I would do it.
You think you could do it?
I don't know if I can do it, but I absolutely 1,000% would try.
How long do you think you could make it?
Oh, man. By myself? Mm-hmm. All by myself?
Now, she does, again, she has a 4-year-old.
I was about to say, I feel like the hardest part would just be being away from Jimmy for that long.
No, I mean, that 100 days is a long time to be away from your child.
You kind of have to say, yeah, that would be torturous.
Yeah. No, it definitely would be. Like, it's always one of those things, like when we go on Bert's Big Adventure, it's like the first couple of days without the kiddo, you're okay. But then by that third and fourth day, like, your heart starts to ache for them.
Yeah, but you're still very occupied doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Correct.
To take your mind off of it. Here, you are solo on this plane. And by the way, it's not flying around. It's on the ground. Mm-hmm. So you are here with your thoughts and your books, and that is it.
Yeah, the idea that you can only step out on the wing too, and that's as far as you can go, because it's going to be like a little plane prison. But if you have, like, they've turned it, converted it into suites, so you have a bed. I want to say I 1,000% would try. $1 million is a lot of money, and if you just make it 30 days, you get 200K. I think I can get to 30 days, but then after that I would probably have to tap out.
How long could you make it?
I don't know if I could even make it 30 days. I think 2 weeks I would tap out, because for me it's not necessarily the Wi-Fi. I could handle not having Wi-Fi. The no electronics thing would be hard for me, because I like to read on my iPhone. I like an audiobook. Like, there are things I could download. But for it to be me and my thoughts for 2 weeks, like, that's an internal prison. I don't know if I would escape even after I left the plane.
It'd be like going back to the 70s.
Yeah, which I don't remember because I wasn't alive.
I feel weak saying this, but with the Wi-Fi, I'd be a walk in the park. Without it, I couldn't do it.
Right.
I have no doubt in my mind that I could do this. I want to know, how do you sign up for this?
I'll send you the link.
I would leave right now and get in the plane. I wouldn't even go see Renee. I would say, honey, I'm going to give us $1 million.
Oh, you've been waiting for this opportunity.
I will go to this plane right now, and I will get in the plane for the next 100 days. And I will be fine.
Okay, I will send you the link when we're done with the segment here, when we're done with the entertainment bus. Yeah. And then you give them a call, and then tomorrow morning tell us if you're in.
That is life-changing money.
Yeah, it is.
I could pay off my house. I could own my house. I could go RVing like I want to.
I just think you start to go nutty, man, that solitary confinement. I just think mentally, I don't know that I couldn't do it. All right.
So after
the show, look into it. We'll check back with you tomorrow and see if you're one of the contestants.
If I get in, y'all going to have to find somebody else to do for 3 months.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Like I said, June is an exciting month. We're celebrating the fact that we are getting out of spring and moving into summer. We have summer vacations coming out. June is also Pride Month. But for annoying people like me, it's Swiftie Independence Week. Taylor Swift owning her Masters. If you haven't heard yet, Taylor Swift, for the low, low price of $360 million, purchased her entire catalog of music.
How much was that again?
$360 million, which, by the way, her net worth is $1.4 billion. Mm-hmm. So it was basically pocket change for her. And she said that this is her biggest dream, her life's goal, to own all of her work. So, you know, when you have the money to be able to make it happen, like, you're going to do it. And she's kind of a hot commodity right now. So it is a little bit of a good investment. But there is one person who hasn't spoken out or even shown any kind of acknowledgement to this major accomplishment that I think is very, very telling. Now, we obviously know some of her more close friends that we know she's still in cahoots with. Selena Gomez, they went out, they celebrated at a famous restaurant in New York called the Monkey Bar. They celebrated getting her Masters together. So we know that Selena's in support. Carole King, who she recently did a cover for a live performance. Carole King has spoken out. Legend Carole King.
Did I see her do a video with Jack Antonoff? Because I know they've written a lot of songs together.
So Jack Antonoff is kind of like John Lennon and who are like the major collaborators for the Beatles. Like, when you think of a duo,
Paul McCartney and John Lennon wrote most of the songs.
Yeah. So for Swifties, Jack Antonoff is kind of like the Paul McCartney John Lennon duo. And so he had posted a video from the quote unquote Reputation era. So this would have been 2018, of them singing an iconic song they wrote together called Getaway Car, and he posted it to kind of celebrate that. So Jack Antonoff has spoken out. Patrick and Brittany Mahomes have spoken out. Flavor Flav has spoken out.
That man is everywhere.
He is everywhere.
What about Travis Kelce? Has he said anything?
He hasn't really said anything, but he did like the post, of course. And she recently stepped out when she was celebrating with Selena Gomez. She wore their TNT bracelet, which he gifted her, a diamond tennis bracelet. And lots of other celebrities, Camila Cabello, Demi Lovato, Dixie D'Amelio, Alessia Cara, Addison Rae, all these, you know, great music artists and influencers have spoken out, but the one person that has not said anything or even liked the social media post is none other than traitor Blake Lively.
Traitor Blake Lively.
She's a traitor. She hasn't spoken out, but of course, this is a huge step, not just for Swifties and Taylor Swift, who can now listen to all of her music guilt-free. This is a huge step for artists who are now going to be able to really advocate for themselves in owning their IP, owning their masters, which, you know, is a really cool thing. As a Taylor Swift fan, I feel like she has always stood up for artists that are smaller than her. I remember when Spotify and streaming platforms became a big thing, like, she pulled her music off of Spotify because she felt that artists weren't being compensated fairly. So a win for us and a win for Taylor Swift really is a huge win for the music industry as a whole.
I don't know that that's true.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I wish that for new artists, but like music, like any other business, it is really all about leverage, right? So when you're first starting, you really have nothing to bargain with at all except your talent. They are taking the studio is taking a risk on you. You have nothing except your talent. You got to really believe in yourself. But so long as the industry still has this standard that we are going to own your music, then you don't have anything to bargain with at all. Now, Taylor Swift is so far along in her career and is at such a different level than everybody else that I don't know that it changes the industry. I think it brings awareness to it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if the studio doesn't want to pay you initially, they'll just go, go to somebody else.
Well, I disagree, because I think it's easier now more than ever to become an independent artist. You have one of the biggest marketing tools in your hand that's free, TikTok. Like, if you create your own music, if you have the talent and the ability to produce your own stuff and put it out there and it goes viral. I mean, of course, I know you need connections and you need this. I mean, I'm not an expert on the music industry, but I think it is easier than ever to have more leverage than you did 20 years ago. So
good point.
I do think it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. For the show. The music industry was always designed for you as an independent artist to fail. You could never be a machine in any way, but nowadays you actually have the leverage and to do so, and it's just a matter of really understanding the business and creating your own path for yourself, and you can defeat the machine for once, like the first time ever.
I guess exactly. You guys are right,
Well, and maybe it's not them owning their masters up front, but maybe it's them at least having the knowledge that this is something I can negotiate for later years in the contract of, like, give me the opportunity in 5 years, 10 years, or whatever to purchase my masters if I do end up becoming successful and have the money to do so. All right, almost 100 crew members say they were poisoned working on one of the most profitable films of all time. I'm going to tell you about show business's most dangerous sets on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details. Save big.